Hi, it's Sam here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday. So as a mindfulness teacher, I'm often asked what mindfulness means. One definition that I like is that mindfulness is our innate capacity to pay attention on purpose with openness, curiosity, and kindness, and a willingness to be with things as they are. Recent research on mindfulness has shown that the last part of the definition, the willingness to be with things as they are, or acceptance, is one of the most impactful aspects of mindfulness. When we are resisting a situation in our lives, like an illness or difficult emotions, we are, to a certain degree, at war with ourselves. This internal battle drains us of energy, it keeps us stuck in resistance, and can even lead to depression and anxiety. So how do we get to acceptance? First, acceptance allows us to see what we can and can't control. It allows us to observe the vast landscape of our minds without our perspective being obstructed by judgment and impulsivity. By giving ourselves time to survey the feelings, thoughts, and sensations that we may be reacting to, we cultivate a clearer perspective. And action coming from clarity is more skillful than the emotion-driven reactions that we may feel initially. Sometimes we think we've accepted something difficult, but some part of us is still resisting. It's still holding on. I actually had an experience like this the other day while I was meditating. I had decided to focus on self-compassion because a lot of fears were coming up about traveling and juggling a demanding schedule. So I was telling the fearful parts of myself that I would protect them from harm. Like a kind mother, I repeatedly reassured my fears, saying, "I will always do my best to protect you and keep you safe." But my mind started to create what-if scenarios, pointing at things coming up in my life that would cause discomfort, and I noticed an urge to resist that potential discomfort. And this is the moment when a profound truth emerged. Pain is inevitable. When this wisdom arose, I felt something that was holding on let go and surrender. And I felt this renewed sense of ease in my body. So on that note, here's how you can start your own journey to acceptance. First, work towards accepting that difficult emotions are a natural part of life. For example, when I guide meditations, I often use the phrase, "just as it is," which is an invitation to accept thoughts, feelings, and experiences without judgment or a need to change them right away. Here are some of my favorite phrases for working with acceptance. As I say them aloud right now, feel free to offer them to yourself. May I be with this feeling just as it is. May I make room for this situation just as it is. May I remember that both pleasure and pain are temporary. Just take a moment to notice how those landed for you and which ones resonated. When we use loving kindness phrases like this, we can invite instead of force acceptance. Little by little, we'll get to the point where we can accept resistance itself. And if you'd like to explore equanimity and acceptance in the app, we have a single meditation called The Power of Acceptance, as well as a 10-day course on acceptance. That's all on acceptance for today. I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.